So opening at the Belgrave Theatre this week before embarking on a national tour is the critically acclaimed play Kinder Transport. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by two of the stars of the play, Jana Dibley and Paula Wilcox. Thank you for taking time to speak to us. Now, this is a big play. It's a meaty subject. Deep emotions, pain, there's hope in there. Is that what attracted you to the role?
Well, I'd known about the play, although I hadn't seen it, for many years. It was originally written in the 80s. So I've always been rather intrigued by the idea of the story of the Kinder Transport, the children leaving Germany alone with no parents and arriving in a strange land, England, where they didn't speak the language or anything. And the idea that it was about the relationship between a mother and daughter. Mm-hmm. When I read the play, when I was offered it, I was, wow, you know, this is every bit as good, if not better, than I thought it was. So, yes, I leapt at the chance to play Lil, who's, just a wonderful, wonderful character. She's the woman who takes Ava in.
Am I right in thinking that the play is set both now and back in history? So you're stepping back
yes.
to kind of to pick
yeah,
up the story
you
as well.
You two times. And you follow the story of a young girl, Ava, who was rescued from Germany and comes to live with Lil, but then you meet her as she grows up and the effect that had on her as a child.
Yeah, and her relationship with not only Lil, but also with her birth mother and how she gets really confused in... you know, arriving in England and not being allowed to be German and not being allowed to be Jewish. And so having to deny an awful lot about her that's basic and very
and especially,
important.
And especially at that age.
Yes.
You know, for us
and
it would be difficult
she,
to...
How, yes, and how she survives as an adult. So it's about surviving and also surviving the guilt of surviving, because did her parents survive, her real parents survive
right.
or not? You don't know until you find out in the play.
And your part?
I play Evelyn, a grown-up Eva.
Right. So are you actually performing at the same time, or are you... So you're both on stage together? Or
Paula,
So
yeah,
both
yeah.
out?
Plays my stepmother.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Young and old.
Okay,
you know,
fantastic.
As I grow up. And I was... I didn't know anything about the play until I read it, until I was approached. And I kind of hoped I was going to like it, because it's really nice to say yes to a job. And I loved it.
And did you know, I mean, you obviously knew the play. Did you know the history? Did you know it happened?
Yes, I did. I did, because I'd been aware of the play. So
right.
yes, I did know that it happened.
I didn't, but my mother was Dutch and
okay.
grew up in occupied Germany. So I have similar memories of my mother growing up in the war. She wasn't abandoned, not that these children were abandoned, but in effect they were isolated from their parents. She wasn't. She grew up in a family of nine, but we had stories of the war, as many, we kind of, you know, one generation, the last generation, that kind of had parents in the war. So it's got lots of connections for me.
Fantastic. And I think that's why these sorts of plays are so important, because we are the last generation before these become... almost folk tales in the fact that it's so many things that we read are in history books, therefore they're a long time ago, and actually this is
primary source,
absolutely.
But also it's an echo of children growing up and leaving whatever
yes.
era, you know, of your children going to university, of empty nest, everything, letting go of our children.
And it's a really good testament, I think, to what happened, because it's incredibly well researched. And so everything that happens in the play happened to somebody at some point. And I believe is happening right now to somebody at some place in the world. And so I think it's a really important piece of work. But having said that, it's nevertheless entertaining. I think it is a very gripping story. It's like a gripping yarn because, you know, it's an adventure for this little girl to find herself in. And then, you know, how will she survive? Will she survive? You know, will her parents survive? Are they going to get bombed, you know, in Manchester? So it's a real kind of testament, but it's I wouldn't say it's exactly enjoyable to watch, but it's very intriguing to watch.
And it's cathartic.
I think afterwards,
it's cathartic
yeah,
as well. You have
I think afterwards people will be